Well, I got interested in kinetic sculpture in a roundabout sort of way, which I suppose is fitting for, you know, wave sculpture, is that you kind of meander your way there. And I actually started off, you know, doing woodwork when I was younger and moving on and doing more classical drawing and painting. And then maybe in 1999, I got really obsessed with trying to make a small mechanical caterpillar. And this caterpillar would sort of undulate and walk along. And I spent years working on it. And it was just, you know, it never really was quite as fluid as I wanted. And at a certain point, I was just, you know, looking at the wind and looking at water and looking at these sort of forces in nature that are really beautiful, and realizing that I really wanted to make something that was just more buoyant and more and lighter. And the first sort of kinetic wave sculptures then were a way of, you know, still from the caterpillar, but into a more mobile kind of feeling. I have several permanent wave installations out there. One right here in Aquarium of the Pacific, which I love, which is the Copper Wave. And it's right in the entry. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm really, really happy with this piece. I love the cams on it. You know, I haven't seen it in a while, the cams and the levers, and yeah, it turned out good, and it looks great here, and it's been great to be part of the aquarium. Yeah, I think I have sort of a design process that sort of is from a whole bunch of angles at once. And often somewhere in there, there'll be a kernel of some sort of you know, something that I saw, some sort of pattern in the water, or some sort of motion that was interested. Some of the pieces have taken, you know, 7, 8, 9 months of fairly continuous work, and other ones have been quicker, have kind of finished in a month. Mostly they would begin with a sort of period of sitting. I have a yellow chair in my shop, and I kind of sit in there with my feet up, and don't look like I'm doing anything, but I'm, you know, kind of just thinking about both how to make it and whether it's going to be fun to make and whether the whole thing is going to look good and, you know, whether I have enough space or money to make it and all these sort of issues. And then finally it'll kind of get to a point where, you know, I think I have it all figured out and I'll like start making it. And invariably I'll realize that I in fact don't have it all figured out and I'm starting to ad lib as I'm working. But I usually have it fairly well sussed out before I begin and know where I'm going. So the kinetic sculptures, what actually makes them move? I mean, the ones that I've been making have electric motors. And a wave is a really nice thing to work with because it's automatically counterbalanced. If one part of the wave is going down, another part is going up. And so all you have to do is overcome friction. And for the piece here at the Aquarium of the Pacific, it has the two camshafts. And the camshafts have small electric motors that drive them. And those camshafts, in turn, pull on levers, which pull on cables, which make the wave move.